Canisius College forces students to play social justice board game. By Tom Sikata on September 20, 2019. Student leaders at Canisius College in Buffalo, New York, were required to play a social justice-themed board game during a training session. According to a report by Campus Reform, the leaders of the various student organizations were asked to play a leftist board game during a mandatory training event that took place earlier this month. The game, which attendees were required to play, was designed to help students understand the leftist perspective on systematic discrimination and oppression. The game, which is called Factuality, makes players adopt an intersectional identity. As the game progresses, each player faces barriers based on their race, gender, religion, and sexuality. Factuality is played with 8 characters that belong to the following racial groups: Asian, white, African American, and Latinx. There are male and female characters, LGBT characters, Muslim, and Jewish characters. Each character encounters a series of fact-based advantages and limitations based on the intersection of their race, gender, sexual orientation, faith, and class, the game's website reads. Participants select a character that differs from how they identify and are then engaged in a facilitated conversation that includes but is not limited to racial, gender, religious, and sexual orientation discrimination, privilege, gender and racial pay gaps, redlining and gentrification, median income averages by race and gender, mental health disparities, prison and bail disparities, accessibility, education inequity, and intersectionality, the description continues. Justin Begley, the president of Canisius College's Young Americans for Freedom, was one of the students that attended the event. Begley argued that it was inappropriate to use the event to push a left-wing political message. The left-wing bias during the event was clear, Begley said. The club summit has always been something that club leaders were required to go to learn how to access their funding and appeal for more funding. But this year, the school used it to push the narrative of and pander to the woke left on campus by pushing intersectionality with arguments that are easy to debunk.